Hello.
My name is Michael, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I was trying to get my unemployment.
You want to file for a new claim?
Yes.
Can I get your social security number?
0692074.
Your first and last name?
Tracy, Tracy, Brasfield, Brasfield.
Your date of birth?
6/7/72.
Your mother's maiden name?
Catherine Mitchell.
And your driver's license number?
Hold on, I don't know that hard. Let me get me in my wallet. Put this right here. Okay. My driver's license number is 742-3311.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Would you like to receive your payments through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Check-ins or savings?
Checking.
Can I get your routing number?
Hold on. Okay, my routing number is 0311-01-279.
And your account number?
My account number is 1561-54-90-23-32.
Okay, so you said routing number was 0311-01-279.
Yes.
Account number 156-154-90-23-32.
Okay, can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
156-154-902-332.
That's correct.
Can I get your mailing address?
2805 16th Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401. Vina, that's too close. Don't put that up there. Go around. Go on the side.
Right there, something like that, yeah.
Okay. Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
Can I get your phone number?
205-502-6243.
And your email address?
TracyBrassfield46@gmail.com.
Okay, so you said 2805 16th Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
Mm-hmm, yes. You said 16th Street, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. In which of the following cities have you attended college? New Paltz, Pomona, Prescott, Wilmington, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2195 County Road 388, 2800 McFarland Boulevard East, 3308 Alba Club Road, 9350 Highway 31, or none of the above?
2800 McFarland Boulevard, yes.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Alexander Properties, Mid Florida Seal and Stripe, Shoney's Inn, Shurin Properties 3, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Northport, Mobile, Vestavia, Phoenix City, or none of the above?
None of the above.
In which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? East D Street East, South Can Light Walk West, 16th Street, Brookhaven Drive, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay.
Well, Brookhaven and
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
It stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance Certification.
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
December 9th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willingly to travel one way to a job?
10 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, January 9th.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No.
And what is the company's name?
Mills, M-I-L-L-S, Security.
Can I get the company's phone number?
Yes. 205-799-8421.
And when was the first day you started working for them?
July 25th.
And when was your last day?
December 9th.
And what was the city and the state work was performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the University of Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
The holiday, the school, I work at the University of Alabama and they went home, they shut the schools down for the holidays.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Your PIN number, it is going to be 7472.
Okay, let me write that down. So is this the PIN number I write when I need to call in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 7472, okay.
Okay, so it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each time you claim benefits. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to file every week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you would like to file on the phone, the number that you have to call will be 205.
Hold on. Okay. 205-458-2282. 2282. Now, what is this number for?
That is the number for the weekly certification.
Okay, what is that, though? I was just wondering, what's that? For the call in, my unemployment?
Yes.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. And if you have any question about your information on your claim, the number to call will be 1-800-361-4524.
So is really gonna take 3 weeks where I can start getting my unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
What in the world? Okay, goodness. So I need to call on Sunday? I need to call in on Sunday, right?
You can pick any day from Sunday to Friday to do it.
So I can call on Friday?
Yes, you can pick any day.
Okay. Is that it?
That's everything, ma'am. So do you have no other questions?
No, sir. You told me everything, sweetie. You said call in between Friday or Sunday. But not Saturday.
Any day from Sunday to Friday, starting next week.
Okay, sweetie. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am.
So when I call, I put these two number in, 7472?
Yes, and your social security number. And they are going to walk you through everything else.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome. So thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you have a good day, ma'am.
Yes, sir. You too.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.